first date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Harrison this morning. Good morning, Harrison.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you went on a first date that you probably thought was fantastic with a girl named Ellie. Tell us about this date.
Yeah.
Let's start actually with, where did you meet Ellie?
We met online.
Okay. So where did you go and what did you do?
Yeah, so we decided to go to a karaoke bar and sang karaoke. It was awesome. We had a great time.
Something about karaoke that I just find as cringy as a social activity as it can possibly get. I don't think there's a single thing. If somebody's really good, I hate it. If somebody's really bad, I hate it.
Yeah.
Did either of you perform?
I did. She was going to, but she decided not to.
Got it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Let's talk to Ellie. You'll be able to hear our conversation. We're going to conference everybody together after that. Harrison's now on hold. Ellie, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. So you already know you're on for the second date update, and you already know that you're on for a date you went on with Harrison. He told us it was at a karaoke bar. Is that right?
It was at a bar that ended up doing karaoke, but it's not like a bar that only does karaoke.
It's not a
karaoke bar.
Okay. I'm not sure why, but I feel like that makes it a little bit worse. But tell us why you were uninterested in a second date with Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a nice guy, like, paid for drinks and our apps, like, it was fine. But, like, I didn't know that we were doing karaoke. Like, the bar just started doing karaoke, and he says to me that he signed both of us up to do karaoke, and it just made me so uncomfortable because I don't do karaoke. It's not something I would ever like choose to do. It made me really nervous, and I didn't end up singing, but like he sang and he sang Pink Pony Club and
okay hold on now. If you take the fact that karaoke can be pretty cringy out of it, I bet Pink Pony Club is a really fun karaoke song.
Especially if a guy sings it.
If anybody does.
I don't know. It was very, like, embarrassing and cringy for me and, like, instantly gave me the ick. And I was just
I can't. All right. Let's bring Harrison on here. Harrison, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got to tell you, the only thing worse than karaoke is non-consensual karaoke.
Yeah, I would have guessed that, like, everybody was on board for karaoke, which is why I didn't think that the karaoke part of it was going to be the problem here.
It's a very, very...
It's niche.
Yes. It's not
like
for...
You have to seek out... Like, I feel like you sought this out. Like, karaoke isn't, like, a widespread thing.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to have a fun first date. I love karaoke. I thought everybody liked karaoke.
Oh, no.
No, they don't. And you should have asked me if I did, because I would have suggested, like, hey, let's not do that. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is something you're either into or you are absolutely not into.
Yeah. Yeah, and on top of that, it's... There's so many things that are like controversial first dates. I think karaoke is number one.
It's certainly up there.
I mean, we've been doing Second Date Update for a while, and we've heard stories about hikes / bike rides.
Oh,
that's a controversial first date, or going to a bowling alley or skee ball, something competitive. I rank karaoke above both of those. It's just...
especially if you're springing it on somebody.
Oh, my God.
If it's people that enjoy it, fine.
Yes. So, okay, let me ask. Ellie, can we get past this first date? Because it's not like this is, like, just a personality disorder that he has. He cannot take you to karaoke again. Would you go on a second date if he promised to never take you to karaoke?
Honestly, no, because I can't stop picturing him singing Pink Pony Club.
No.
And it's just so cringe to me. Like, it really is just, like, so cringe that I really can't. Like, I can't. I really just can't think of anything else. Like, it was so, if you were there, you would have cringed too.
Yeah, probably.
But... I definitely would have. Oh. All right, Harrison, he's just quiet.
Yeah, what's he going to say?
Well, I mean, like, hey, I mean, I get it, you know, but I really enjoyed my time with you. I had a great time hanging out. Like, I really found you to be very interesting and super pretty. And if you change your mind, I would love to go back out again.
Thank you. I just, like, maybe give me some time to, like, get over the Pink Pony Club, oh, and then okay. We can, like, reconnect.
I don't know that it's something you need to get over. How bad could it
have
been?
No, if you were there, okay. You wouldn't be judging me right now.
All right.
All right. Okay. Well, I feel like we all need time to get over Chapel Roan at some point or another in our lives, so I understand.
I feel like Chapel Roan needs to get over Chapel Roan sometimes.
Sorry, Harrison, we tried. It's the second date update on the wake-up call. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, if you're following the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively, there is very seismic news that happened yesterday that we'll tell you about at 640.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Back in a sec.